Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome back to Connection Point. James Hilliard on board with Ziva Nissan. Ziva is the head of product management for video collaboration at Logitech. And folks, you already know this. Whether you're in a city or a rural location, you know it can be challenging for patients these days to connect with the medical care that they need, particularly if they really do require specialty services. Maybe they have a chronic illness and there's not a specialist in their very unique geographic area. So how do you help deliver exceptional healthcare, even when you've got clinicians and specialists and patients who are separated by geography and those busy schedules that we all have? Well, the answer is instant, seamless communication using today's greatest technology. And so we're happy to have a discussion today about some tools to deliver more convenient care, including the first ever 4K webcam from Logitech. And Ziva is going to give us all those ideas and specs as we move forward here. And as I just alluded to and stated, Ziva, today's tech really can help span that divide between patients who need the care and then the experts who can deliver that care. Logitech has the new webcam, first to support 4K. Tell me this, how do you see that really as a benefit to doctors as well as patients?
Well, first of all, thank you so much, James, for having me on today. It's really exciting to be able to talk about this new product in the market because it serves so many use cases, and healthcare is a big one. So I can't think of a use case which is most important as far as having that video clarity as healthcare. If you're going to do telemedicine or healthcare over video, you have to be able to have the clearest image quality possible. And that image quality comes from having great sensors, great lenses, and great optimization and image quality optimization by engineering to provide that experience so that a doctor can clearly talk to a patient over video if that's what's needed. So while we talk about having a 4K camera, the importance of that is that a 4K sensor gives you the best image quality in any resolution, of course, coupled with also having a great optimization of the video, as well as having a great lens technology. So our newest camera, Logitech Brio, is able to give you that high-level image quality, whether you're running 4K or whether you're running 1080p. And it will do it in any lighting environment, as well as also give you the opportunity to zoom in and look very clearly. So I'll give you an example. One of our sales folks in China has been doing demos of the camera by holding it right up to their eye, okay, so that you can clearly see the iris and you can clearly see all the veins in his eye. And this has been how he has been demoing the image quality of the product. So you can see in a healthcare environment how vital that would be if you were, let's say, an eye doctor on the other side, being able to look at any issue or any type of thing that a patient wanted to show you, on their end.
All right, Ziva. So far, already hearing, right? Good picture quality, the ability to zoom, that's important. What are some other things that we need to think about when choosing a camera? What else is important on the technical side?
So I'm really glad you asked that question because there's a total experience to having great video. We talked a lot about image quality and lighting. There's also autofocus. So when you move around, you want the camera to quickly be in focus as you move your head or you move back and forth, which is going to be important when you talk to a doctor and you have an examination. In addition, having a great field of view. So you may not just want to be a talking head. You may also want to move around and show your arms and having more of a view or more real estate in the scene and not having that be distorted or fisheyed is also important to that experience. And also things like fluidity, having frames per second so the movement is a lot more fluid. Latency, you don't want any interruptions from slow moving video or dropped frames. And then, of course, color tuning, having the right skin tones and having the right colors that you're showing over video is so important to the experience. So all these things and much more come from great engineering and great products.
Ziva, real quick here, what's the kind of experience that a doctor and patient would go through using the Brio?
So if you think about it, a doctor and a patient can get on any application. Whether it be Skype, whether it be Google Hangouts, whether it be GoToMeeting, Zoom, whatever you use, get on the call and have a level of clarity, whether it's the eye, whether it's dermatologically, where if you think about your embedded webcam and your laptop, yes, you may be able to see each other, but can you really see the detail of what is going on? So I try to hold up my face to an inferior webcam or inferior experience on video, and the doctor's going to say, you know what, I can see there's something going there on there, but I'm not really getting the clarity that I need.
And one other thing that I read about on the Brio, first webcam to support HDR. What is that? What does it mean? How does that help in these situations?
So one thing is that, as you know from being on several video calls, that lighting experience or lighting environment can change from place to place. Well, Logitech is the first camera to be able to provide excellent quality in both low lighting environments and high light environments in a live video call. So think of it, if you're not controlling the lighting, that also can impact what you're showing to the doctor, or even the quality of the call itself can be impacted just by those lighting conditions. And so what you'll see is whether you're in a darker environment or a low-lighted environment or a high-lighted environment where natural sunlight or high fluorescent light is coming in, you're still going to have a quality and a brightness to the face that's going to be crucial in these types of calls.
We've brought up, obviously, the use here within healthcare. Any healthcare conversation that has always has a security component, because that's a major concern for patients, for doctors, their regulations, et cetera. Are there any technologies within the Brio that help from a security standpoint?
Again, like a lot of the cameras that we offer in video collaboration, it comes with a privacy shutter. So if you're showing something and suddenly you don't want to be streaming video, you can easily just close over the lens and the video will go dark. So we have a privacy shutter. You would just, again, have it attached to the camera and instantly block your video. In addition, Logitech Brio also has an infrared technology on board. So infrared light is an invisible light that actually reflects on the face and is able to, you know, see all the contours of your face to easily recognize who you are, so that you can just look at the camera and log into your system. So technology like Windows Hello, which comes native to Windows 10, you can easily just look at our camera and log into your system for reliability, security. It will only recognize you. And you can easily get into your system. So those are two different use cases of security.
Most of the examples we gave, Ziva, had to do with that doctor-patient perspective. Are you seeing other uses, other opportunities that those in the healthcare environment are using the Brio for?
You know, there are tons of examples. I think, again, there are situations where doctors talk to pharmacies because they can't get over to the office, that quickly, or patients are walking into pharmacies in order to talk to healthcare institutions, again, because they may not be able to travel that well. So video is really, really helping a lot of folks with disabilities or just the ability to move around and be able to go to different places to get healthcare advice. So we're seeing a lot of things like that. I mean, it's great for high quality imagery as far as video and as far as even taking still images. And also, you know, we see things in laboratories and in surgical facilities. You know, if you're going to project between hospitals or different healthcare facilities, you've got to have that high quality video to go with it.
Hey, well, good stuff there, Ziva. I do appreciate your time walking our listeners through the new collaboration tools available from Logitech. And, this audience more than most really knows that exceptional care is the result of timely decisions, information sharing, and team collaboration, as well as, right, that right technology to support those efforts. Folks, seamless communications, what we've been talking about today, isn't just about bridging that geographical gap, like I mentioned at the top of the podcast. It can also breathe new efficiency into your organization. So Connection and Logitech can help deploy the tools you need to facilitate communication and access to information. If you're interested in learning more about the Logitech solutions and services that Connection can offer your organization, then you can do a couple things. Connection.com health. That's where you want to visit online. You can give us a call, 1-800-395-8685, or you can simply send us an email, connect@connection.com. On behalf of Ziva, Logitech, and the whole Connection team, my name is James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Connection Point.